Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March the 5th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 3.25 cents, closing at 381.75. May beans down 10.25 cents, closing at 897. And May wheat up a half at 518.75. The funds decided to put out pretty much what they bought yesterday in the corn and beans. The Dow Jones is currently down over 1,000 points on the cash, which has certainly put a little bit of pressure on the grains. Crude oil is down $1 a barrel. The dollar, the U.S. dollar, is down 46 ticks. We're at 96.84. That's more than 3 cents off the highs. If we could close the dollar under 96 cents, I think that opens up the door for lower prices there. So hopefully we'll see something move in the dollar. That would be helpful for the grains long run. But, you know, without any real Chinese buying in the beans or the corn or DDGs or anything else, it's hard to make a bull case for the beans out here or the corn. The only bullish factor is the amount of contracts that the funds are holding short. And if we could get some kind of bullish spark and cause them to run it in, that could certainly be helpful. The only thing I really see out there that would cause that would be China actually stepping up to the plate and buying some more grains out here. Unfortunately, every day that goes by, we don't see them buy corn or beans or DDGs. It's another wasted day. Secretary of Ag Perdue said he doesn't expect them to buy anything until late spring or early summer. The market's going to be very disappointed if that's the case. We know we've got relatively big crops in corn and soybeans in Brazil. Yes, there's some problem with the heat in Argentina now, and the exports have certainly slowed because of the export tax. The fact of the matter is there's plenty of beans to be had around the world. Now, are they more competitive than U.S. beans for the Chinese? Yeah, certainly the South American beans are priced better than American beans right now. But if China does want to fulfill its phase one obligations, then I think price is going to be less of an influence than, you know, trying to keep the U.S. happy with the trade deal. So we'll see where that goes. But right now the market is selling the Dow, buying bonds. There's a flight to safety out here. The bonds just missed a new high by about a quarter of a basis point. Bonds are incredibly strong as the Dow gets weaker. So, you know, as long as this coronavirus scare hangs around and we see this kind of volatility in the Dow, every time the Dow sinks, it just makes it harder and harder for the grains to try to rally. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.